Hi, welcome to Have Roots Will Travel. My name is Lisa Elvin Stoltore, and I'm a genealogist and a passionate traveler. I welcome you to my channel. We are currently looking at Les Filles du Roi, the King's Daughters. We have been for about a year now. I'm on episode 109, so it gives you some idea of how long we've been doing this. And also, I have about, 600 to go. There's about 700 Filles du Roi now. So we will be doing this for a while. If you want to have a look at what we've done before, go check out my website, haverootswilltravel.com. I have links to all of the preceding episodes as well. And I'm also on Facebook. So whenever I post on my Facebook page, the link. So that being said, click on the notification, subscribe, do all that good stuff. And let's get started and find out who's our Filles du Roi of this episode. Remember, this is part two of the story of Jacques Lussier. So our Filles du Roi of this episode, her name is Catherine Cléris. Let's find out Catherine and how she fits in to this part two, this two-part story. So Catherine would have been born in 1653 in Paris, France, in the parish of Saint-Sulpice. Her parents were Pierre Cléris and Marie Lefebvre. The present church that you see there on your right is the second building on this site, erected over a Roman church originally constructed during the 13th century. Additions were made over the centuries up to 1631. The new building was founded in 1646 by a parish priest, Jean-Jacques Olier, who had established the Society of Saint-Sulpice and a seminary attached to the church. Anne of Austria, the queen, laid the first stone. So that's kind of a really amazing. And you'll note, some of you may know that there is a Saint-Sulpice in Quebec as well that was founded by people from Paris, and they named them after their hometowns, if you will. The Saint-Sulpice is located in the 6th arrondissement of Paris. As you remember, the arrondissements are those circular that surround Paris, so that's how Paris is laid out. And this arrondissement, or this circle, or this section, is also known as Le Luxembourg, which relates back to the Senate building, and it is a place where there's a great deal of education and a lot of, I would say, cultural places there as well. Monuments are located here. And it's played a major role throughout Paris history. It's well known for the cafe culture that the revolutionary intellectualism of Jean-Paul Sartre, Simone de Beauvoir, and all of these different thinking people. That's what the 6th arrondissement really is renowned for. And it is a very, very expensive district now. I'm not sure what it was like in Catherine's time, but certainly all of those institutions would have existed at that time. So this is where she's coming from, this kind of really highbrow kind of place. Let's see what happens to her. She arrived on August 15, 1671, aboard the ship Le Saint-Jean-Baptiste. And she carried with her a dowry worth about 200 pounds. So there's no information that her parents had died. I just think this was a choice she made. Let's have a look at her choice. So the groom she selects, and who selects her, his name is Jacques Lussier, that we got to know in episode 108. But for those of you who are just joining us, he was born in 1646 in Paris, in the parish of Saint-Eustache. The church where he would have been born is a church that is found in the 1st arrondissement of Paris. Remember, the arrondissements are those circles that Paris is designed around. The present building that you see before you on the right was built between 1532 and 1632. It's notable that the 2019 Easter Mass at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris was relocated to Saint-Eustache after the Notre Dame de Paris fire. And that's to show you how big it is. It's enormous. Now, Jacques is from the 1st arrondissement of Paris, which is one of the oldest arrondissements. It is also known as Le Louvre, and it's situated principally on the right bank of the River Seine. And it is one of the oldest areas in Paris. It was at the heart of what is known as Lutetia, conquered by the Romans in 52 BC. While some parts on the river right bank, including Les Halles, which is the shopping center, date back to the early Middle Ages. It's the least populated of the city's arrondissements and one of the smallest, with a land area probably only about 451 acres. So it's about less than a square mile. A significant part of the area is occupied by the Louvre Museum and the Gardens of Tuileries. The Forum des Halles is the largest shopping mall in Paris, and much of the remainder of this arrondissement is dedicated to business and administration. And it goes to show you, I mean, you have on the left, I wanted to show you kind of like what it looks like, the typical Paris street. And this is an old style map that you find on the second screen. And then you can see the arrondissement, the one where it is, very, very small, very compact. So that is where Jacques was from. And as we saw in episode 108, Jacques married Charlotte Lamarche, who passed away in childbirth. Within a year or two, he was able to remarry, and he remarried the heroine of our episode of 109, Catherine Cléris. And they were married October 12, 1671. So she came to New France and right away got a husband and a baby girl. So Varennes, as we discussed in episode 108, is an off-island suburb of Montreal. It's about 15 miles from downtown Montreal, and the population is probably about 20,000. And the history of Varennes really begins with the arrival of the Carignan-Salyère soldiers in New France at 1665. René Gauthier, Sire de Varennes, was given three concessions by the intendant Jean Talon in 1672, Le Tremblay, Le Gabriel, and Varennes. Jacques René is one of his sons, was the second seigneur of Varennes. Five seigneuries later comprised the Varennes parish. And these were the seigneuries of, and I tell you these so that in case you find them in your research, Cap de Varennes, the Île Sainte-Thérèse, we've explored Île Sainte-Thérèse, the Grand Maison, du Cap de la Trinité, and du Cap Saint-Michel. So all of these are part of the Seigneury of Varennes. The town was actually captured by the British in 1760 during the Montreal campaign of, you know, the French Indian Wars. It was part of the province of Quebec, then of Lower Canada, before it was returned to being part of Quebec again in 1867 due to the Canadian Confederation, July 1st. So then you have a picture of the church, obviously that did not exist in Jacques' time. And then we have just where you can see right on the river, the St. Lawrence River, and then a map giving you an idea of how close to the river it is and how close to Montreal it is as well. Catherine and Jacques would go on to have 12 children together. Their firstborn, who was unnamed, died in infancy. Christophe married Catherine Gauthier and had 8 children, all of whom made it. Pierre married Marguerite Viau and had 6 children, all of whom made it. Catherine married Jacques David and had 6 children, 5 of whom married. And she then married Pierre-Joli Saint-Ange, but did not have any children. Jacques married Marie Senecal and had 14 children, 8 of whom made it. François would die in infancy. Madeleine married Michel Petit and had 4 children, all of whom made it to adulthood. Marguerite married Ignace Tessier and had 6 children, all of whom made it to adulthood. Isaac de Saint-Jean-Baptiste married Marie-Françoise Fossey and had 1 child who made it to adulthood before dying at the tragic age of 23. And then Jean would die in infancy. Louise married Jean-Baptiste Bouquet and had 12 children, all of whom made it. Marie-Jeanne married Antoine Fossey and had 8 children, all of whom made it to adulthood. So a tragic ending. Sometime in 1712, probably in the autumn, it is believed that Jacques drowned in the St. Lawrence River, and his body was actually found on June 12, 1713 in Sorel. Catherine would die a short time later on the 1st of March, 1715 at Varennes and is buried at the cemetery there. At the time of his death, Jacques and Catherine would have been married over 40 years, remarkable. She and Jacques would have an astonishing 183 descendants as of 1729, just remarkable. So when you add the 183 to the 28, that means that Jacques Lussier would be the grandparent at that time of, or the ancestor of, over 200 from the two wives. So just remarkable. Some further resources. We start with number one, La Société des Filles du Roi, of which I'm a member. It's a wonderful website, but also a wonderful organization which you can join. But the website, there are parts of it that are free to use. Check it out. And we have Quebec Genealogical eSociety. That is a newer one, which I am a member of. And really remarkable resources. They're adding to it all the time. If you're doing a lot of research in Quebec at different periods, you need to explore that society. The Généalogie et Québec d'Amérique. Française, Nos Origines, as it's commonly called, is amazing. I use it daily. It's kind of like a group think of just people getting together, putting information out. You know, there's some sources, there's all kinds of things. So check it out, please. Free to use. Généalogie Québec is probably, for me, the Ancestry.com of Quebec. I could not do what I do. Not only on these videos, but also when I'm researching Quebec genealogy without it. Number five, Migratio, is everything you ever wanted to know about Les Filles du Roi. It's a wonderful website. It is free. I do donate to it because I think they're doing important work. And then number six is a Facebook group. Very kind, very generous souls on that. Really the descendants of all the Well, so try to see if you want to explore that, and you'll obviously connect up with different cousins that you might not know you have. So those are my top six for now. Please let me know if there's anyone or anything else I need to share. And with this, we end episode 109, the two-parter. Catherine Clarisse completes the duo of this amazing story of Jacques Lussier and his two wives. I think Catherine was amazing because she took on the infant daughter of Charlotte and obviously raised her, and also went on to have 12 more children with Jacques. She was able to sustain herself and keep strong. And they were married, as I said, for over 40 years. Truly a remarkable, one of those women of substance was Catherine Clarisse. And I am certain that there are a lot of descendants of this remarkable woman. And for that, we thank her for her stamina, for her endurance, and for her contribution to Les Filles du Roi. Until I see you on episode 110, au revoir.